This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is EOD.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Or IOD. Either one of those. I'm going to go with Yod. Yod.
Yod. Not a whole lot to Yod. Yod's really petty.
Yes.
If you escape Yod, Yod will personally hunt you down, which just feels like
nobody.
Humanity will be fine if we can sacrifice one person every generation to annoy and run from Yod.
Ain't no one slip Yod.
Yeah. Yod will hunt you to the end of the earth.
Yeah.
Much to Yod's chagrin.
Yeah. And Yod has a little bit of a little bit of an identity crisis. There's a lot going on to Yod. I feel like Yod couldn't pick a specialization. Mm-hmm. He couldn't decide, oh, do I want to be light? Do I want to be mineral? Or do I want to be plant? So it's kind of all of them.
Yeah. It's pretty strange.
Yes.
It's pretty hard to understand. Harry Kuttner is the guy who did, or Henry Kuttner. I don't know Henry Kuttner's work. Mm-hmm. It's pretty hard to understand what is happening with Yod. At first, it sounded like a gelatinous cube to me. Like there's this translucent slime that you can see parts of it through, but there are also like harsh geometric shapes. It feels like a real, like just kind of blending together. The description of a bunch of different old gods.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a real mix and match in a lot of different levels. And really all that it does, like once it gets you, it just wants to mow down on your soul. It'll eat
your soul at a rate of 2d10 pow points. There's something like, I want theologians. Like, do you think that the first people who conjectured on the concept of a soul ever thought there'd be a book where you could say that you drain it at a rate of 2 to 20 points per round?
Where you could quantify the soul. Like, yes, that's either 21 grams or 2d10 pow.
Yeah, 2d10 grams is the sequel to that movie. Yeah, it's just really strange that like you just suck out that's explicitly somebody's soul. That's the first time I've seen reference to that in this book.
Also the first time I've seen reference, obviously the elder sign, and you know it's a warding symbol, right? But Yod has a couple of extra let's say weaknesses to symbols. It also says, okay, a pentagram will keep it away, or a Star of David. So like if I'm running from this thing, fuck dog, I'm just gonna go to a synagogue.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then you have to watch out for synagogue Yasoth. So that's not very good. Let's not end there.
That's very dumb.
You can basically, even if you don't know the difference between a pentagram and a Star of David, like if you're arguing with your art teacher, like, no, this isn't the Satan one. This is the religious one. You would just out the window, just being like, doesn't matter to me.
I'm just going to keep away to be sure.
Yeah.
No worries.
I wonder, it's probably both types of elder sign as well.
Oh, yeah.
The branch as well. You just like put Yod in a forest and he just cries. I feel sorry for Yod now.
A little bit. He seems kind of hapless.
Yeah. I've totally turned around on Yod.
I kind of want to like be Yod's life coach.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.